This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Want to let you guys know, J-Fig is giving away tickets to her favorite metal band, Pantera, is coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in September, and we're giving away a pair of tickets to see them. For details on how you can win, keep listening to our show. It is a Live Nation show. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Dolphins today, they signed linebacker Terrell Dodson to a two-year $8.25 million deal. So the linebacker they picked up in the middle of the year from Seattle, he is back. And we'll be back with the Miami Dolphins there with Jordan Brooks in the middle. So Dolphins got their linebacking core back with them for this year. They received four compensatory picks, a third round pick, a fourth round pick, and 2 7s. So the Dolphins will have 11 picks in this year's upcoming draft. Today, speaking of our Dolphins, Leroy, the brass is in Georgia for Pro Day.
Okay.
Some talks about the Dolphins possibly taking Malachi Starks, the safety, out of Georgia in the first round. That was in some of the early mock drafts. I don't know with the recent safety signings if that deters that in any way. But this is Mike McDaniel, boots on the ground in Georgia, as he was out there scouting, getting ready. He's got his adorable little backpack there.
Hey, why does he look like the son of the guy he's standing next to?
I don't know, dude. Right, I don't know.
Right.
It says, let's see, who's there? It says that Anthony Weaver, Dolphins head coach, is there. Anthony Weaver and Chris Greer are all there at Georgia's Pro Day.
I think with this team, it's not who, it's how. Right? It's not who's playing on the team. It's how they play. And I think you can probably, if you change how you do things and the physicality that you, in which you do things with on a daily basis and during a game, I think that who you get will also change. You know what I mean? If the organization has the mindset of we need to be more physical, then all the guys that you sign from here on out will reflect that.
That's good. Did you get that from a coach? I like that. That feels like something. If I said that, though, you would laugh in my face, but I like that.
No. I got it from common damn sense and been around football my whole life.
But okay, so you need to, like, I think that's almost like a book. It's not who, but how.
Yes. Right.
You know, guys.
Because guess what? Here, who? Think about this. Let's put it this way. If I took the same running backs and put them on the Detroit Lions,
yeah,
would their running style be different?
Ooh.
Because of the plays that are called and how they're asked to play the position.
It's not who but how.
Right. So while we trying to find all these guys, I want them to find some people with some stones in their pants. I want them to find, no, that's turds, stones. Mm. Some guys that are going to go out there and play a physical style of football that at the end of a game, I can send them out there and say, go end this, offensively or defensively.
Can anybody get stones?
No.
Or is it how you get stones?
No. This is why we can't have real conversations.
No, we were having a good football conversation. Why are you being like that?
Marcos, he's like the badass kid you can't take nowhere.
Can't take him nowhere.
Can't take you nowhere. Tearing up other people's stuff.
What do you mean, dude? We were on the same page, baby.
So think of the attitude that Dan Campbell has gone into the Detroit Lions with.
Sure.
I'm more than sure that all the guys on that team weren't used to playing that style of football. But he came in and changed the culture, right? He changed how they were going to run plays. He changed how they were going to go about their business. He changed how they were going to play defense. He changed all these things. And now they're one of the most physical teams in football.
Wasn't who he was, but it's how he did it.
No, it wasn't who was on the team.
That.
It wasn't who was on the team. Because some of those same guys were on the team.
Some of them.
Right. So if Mike McDaniel plays a more physical style up front, that means offense and defensive line. I can't say anything about defense because they are very physical. They play aggressive football. They get after the quarterback.
I think Mike McDaniel just comes back as like, he's almost like Mark Zuckerberg, where he tries to become all manly and he's doing like jujitsu and bare knuckle fighting.
No,
he's just a different guy.
He don't need to be tough.
He needs to be a little. Well, I would disagree with that.
Here's what I would say. You don't need to be a tough coach to understand what wins.
He doesn't have to be tough, but I will tell you, if we have another one of these cold games, he better be wearing the right amount of layers, because he tried to be tough for one of those games and it was too cold.
We almost lost him.
We almost lost him.
To the elements.
He's very thin and he needs to be wearing as many, even if it's like he's got those thin Under Armour, like thermals under the hoodie, he needs to be bundled up, because I can't have him shaking with the play call sheet.
Okay. All that being said, I just think as an overall system, overall how they do things is not conducive to winning consistently. And look, just look at football. Look at the teams that are winning. The one thing consistently that we talk about are the offense and defensive lines. Right? I mean, to be honest, the only reason why Baltimore didn't win is because their coach stopped being physical. He stopped being physical with the guy they brought in to be the most physical.
Cat for Life says, I see McDaniel coming back with a neck tat.
No, he won't. It'll hurt.
He's got arm sleeves.
He's going to have one of those little Indian hand tattoos. Temporary.
Emma?
Yeah.
He's going to have a tattoo?
Yes. Yes. He ain't going with a crossbone and skull.
Come back looking like Tyson?
Oh, no. He ain't come back with the Mike Tyson. No.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Omar Kelly's going to join us later on this hour. We'll be back with more after this.
Call me Big L.A. Big Silly. Big Money.
Heat fans, Now is your chance to embark on a behind-the-scenes tour at Miami's premier sports and entertainment venue, the Kaseya Center, home of your three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. Step inside the iconic Miami Heat locker room and training facilities, arena suites and lounges, the media control room, and many, many more places. Visit KaseyaCenter.com/tours and book your guided tour now. We went on this over the summer. It was a really good time. We enjoyed it. Get a lot of things I didn't even know. I was like, oh, all right, this is kind of cool. I didn't even like realize there was a barbershop right in front of the Heat's practice facility.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what that secret door has been this whole time.
They thought of everything. So, like, you can exit from everywhere and the acoustics. Or is it the acoustics?
Hey, please. First of all, stop this. I have a bigger issue. I have a family issue that needs to be
discussed. Wow.
Yeah. So I go out there. Fonz is watching TV before he goes to work.
Yep.
26 years old, he watching cartoons.
What kind of cartoons?
Yeah, what kind
he
of
He says, cartoons? It's not cartoons, it's anime.
Ah.
Okay, so what's the
totally
problem?
Different.
No. Nah. He says, this show won an Oscar.
Nah.
Was it Invincible?
Invincible, yeah.
That's impressive.
I'm like, I don't care. It's a cartoon. Mm. Get it off my TV.
You're finding random things to get into a situation with.
That's not a cartoon watching television.
I ask you, Leroy.
It's for you. Let him watch it.
Yeah, what do you, what does it matter?
It's my TV.
Interesting.
He got a TV in his room. I didn't go in his room and on
You're working.
TV.
Let him watch it.
Fine.
I got a bigger issue. What's going on with my family, with my kids?
Wow.
Where the hell are all my socks going? I'm getting annoyed to holy hell. I can't find any of them, and I know that they're taking them. I got no matching socks.
Nope.
And I got and I'm up to here with
a laundry machine.
Nope.
No, it's the kids. I know that they're taking them, but you know what? They'll take them off willy-nilly anywhere, and then I'm left with no matching socks.
So, I tell my wife every time I put socks into the laundry basket, I said, my socks are entering a death match. The cage. She goes, what do you mean? I mean, two socks enter, one sock leaves.
It is Sock Thunderdome.
I'm telling you what. If I open up my drawer, right, I buy socks every other month. I have bought socks that say L and R on the bottom of them. And I'll be damned if I don't get a pair of socks that say R and R.
It's crazy to me.
I'm like, what do you want
to say? Open up your laundry machine and you're going to see them all there. Somehow they all escape in the laundry machine.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just keep saying no to me. No to me.
No.
I'll go to put an undershirt on, right? I wear a large and I'll put it on and it's see through because it's a small. I'm like, hey, how did you ever think this was my shirt?
It's ridiculous, but I know it's the kids. I know. I don't think it's the laundry machine, JP.
Really?
I see them snooping around the sock drawer. They take their socks as they go because they want to get ready for school, and they can't find their socks. So then they come and take my socks, and then all of a sudden I'm out of socks.
Like,
First of all,
children.
Well, here's the thing: kids' feet—they're like puppies. They grow a lot faster than you think they do. And especially, I'll tell you one thing, especially my daughter, she's got some real flippers on her. I mean, I'm like, what are you, Aquaman? Look at this thing.
Okay.
Wait, right. I got one even better for you. My kids have gotten accustomed to wearing two different socks. My daughter never wears matching socks.
It's insanity to me. This is where we've become as a society, where these children think they could just take my footwear.
Listen, first of all, it ain't the children.
It is. I'm telling you, dude.
You're putting blame on many people today, Leroy.
I'm telling you, it's the children, guys. I'm telling you. I see them. I catch them. I'm like, hey, you think you're taking my socks? No, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll put them in. I'm like, and then as soon as here's the thing that they do. They take my socks and then they get home. Boom. There's a sock on the couch. There's a sock. There's a sock in the bedroom. So the socks, for some reason, one foot got warmer than the other. So he felt the need to unveil his foot or her, and then now they're at different points of the house and they're not going to be together anymore.
Nope.
So then I'm left with socks that aren't matched, they're not together, and boom, now I am here without any socks.
Are you wearing ankle socks?
Sometimes. I'll tell you what, I
change
get
your socks. Let's see.
I get this. I get one sock for my foot tied together with one sock from Rebecca's foot. And yep. I'm like, how did you not like?
Right, some cat really, talk.
Hey, man, the sock thing is an epidemic. It is terrible. I'm tired
open
of buying
up your laundry machine.
I'm tired of buying socks.
Well, what does that even mean? Like laundry machine. So, like, am I supposed to? Is it like hiding under the cycle?
Somehow,
like
somehow it escapes outside of the little basket or whatever. You have to. It's a thing. It's
I'm
an
not,
actual.
I'm
thing.
Not looking there. I know the kids are stealing them. Cat Talk here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Cats lose last night. They, quite frankly, some were not used to them losing to the Bruins. And even Sam Bennett got his ass kicked yesterday. It was a tough one.
It came out of nowhere, too, because they had that game in control.
You have a 2-0 lead. You're the Cats in the third period. You win that right. game. That, right. I mean, this
you just
it was a shell
about
shock yesterday.
The whole Lundell fight, he looked like he had black eyes after that.
It's okay. He's a good boy, and he's gonna good figure boy. Things out. But here's Paul Maurice
figured out when he could see again because like yeah,
no, they took it. They got their ass kicked by the Bruins yesterday. It's not like usually the not only do the Panthers beat him on the ice, but they beat their ass. And yesterday, it felt like the Bruins, after losing Marchand, like they just had some pent-up rage on the Cats.
Definitely. That's exactly what it was.
Like they wanted were, to
show how mad they were.
They were we took their squeeze and they just took it all. They were lashing out. But here was Paul Maurice before the game talking about all the malcontents in their locker room now.
Broom. We have a lot of different personalities. It's not all the same guy. Like I don't know, I got to point them out, but we got some strange dudes in there. I guess the coach is one of them, but that's what makes it fun. So bring your own personality, be exactly who you are. Don't ever try to be somebody that you're not, because that's not what we traded for. We want, if you're funny, be funny. If you're not, just sit there and laugh. Whatever it is that you, who you are, be yourself. And I think when you come into a, well, maybe a more veteran team, you have a better chance of doing that.
There you go, Paul Maurice. Got some strange dudes in there.
First of all, there is no way this is real.
What?
The picture. That
what picture? What did he send?
Oh, no. There's a lot of them, apparently. If you Google socks
I'm
stuck
telling
in dryer.
You, don't listen to little old me.
Yeah.
Don't listen to little old me.
It happens,
no way, dude.
Happens.
That's lot, not apparently. Real.
Okay. Mm. You know what? The only
then
way you can
I would like to
right?
ask. I would like to ask the laundry then. What are you washing if all the socks were on the bottom?
Mm. Okay, go ask your laundry machine. I'm sure they'll respond.
Let me know. Let me know what they say.
Tobin, you muted yourself again, and I can't mute you.
Only because I was trying to let you speak, J-Fig. I didn't want to talk over you.
Very kind.
That's not true because you were speaking.
Nope.
Hey, and just listen. It, the only thing that saves you is you put your mouth right behind the mic mm-hmm. and you got little lips. So
it's, oh, I hard, saw to that
tell,
move.
It's hard to tell that he's actually talking, but you can see.
I still don't believe J-Fig's little Narnia of socks, though.
Don't believe me. Why don't you guys go get your little tools, open up your laundry.
Wait, why? Wait.
You don't have to
why
say do like I little tools.
Tools what do you mean? Because they're little tools. Okay?
I have a whole kit.
You don't want to go there.
Why do I need tools for matching socks?
Your stupid little tools.
Your stupid little tools. Go look for them.
We'll take a break.
But I have a drawer. So is it behind the drawer?
Figure it out and fix it.
Wow.
Jeez, I'm going to gut this washing out. Machine and I'm going to blame
got it. Do it, because I have no business in it.
Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. He's going to join us coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins in the midst of free agency. And right then and there, man, they are starting to make their moves. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And visit them online at toyotaofhollywood.com. From the Miami Herald, Omar Kelly joining us there. What's going
gentlemen,
on, Omar?
Gentlemen. Howard, man?
What's up? I haven't seen you in a minute, Omar.
That's true. QM must have fired me or something. But I listen to y'all on a regular basis. Hello, everyone.
What's up?
Good to have you on, buddy.
Hey, so check this out.
What y'all fighting about? Now?
Everybody needs defensive linemen and offensive linemen. And there's not a lot out there.
And there are a lot of them getting overpaid, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. So I said, I appreciate that the Dolphins are trying to fill other needs instead of going out and doing what a lot of these teams are doing, and that, oh, we need a left guard. We're going to get the guy and we're going to give him whatever he wants.
$77 million.
Right. So, I mean, what do you say? Because, you know, we all know they need help on the offensive line.
I think that it's wise and responsible to be fiscally conscious and live off a budget, especially when you know you're on borrowed time. Let's not create a mess for another GM to fix. And I wrote a column earlier in the week about Chris Greer. One, the column was basically, listen, there's nobody else to blame but you. You have pointed fingers at everybody else to survive for 25 years, the buck stops here. This is all on you. But I also pointed out that during his tenure as the top level executive for the organization, not the final decision maker, which began in 2019, but as the GM who ran the draft since 2016, he doesn't do desperate moves. Now, he'll do bad deals. He'll certainly make bad draft picks. But he does not have the stench of desperation on him, which is why it doesn't surprise me that they're not overpaying these mediocre guards 4 years, $77 million, or didn't give Milton Williams a backup with Philadelphia, the biggest free agent contract. Can you imagine that? A backup in Philadelphia got the biggest free agent contract of the entire offseason. Right. And he's talented, but is he worth $26 million, which is what, which is $2 million a year more than what you just didn't give Christian Wilkins? He's not.
Right.
Do you? I saw that you like the James Daniel pickup, like his talent.
I love James Daniel. Yeah.
How? But like, how worried should we be? Because you know the Dolphin fan is terrified because it feels like every signing comes with injury baggage.
Absolutely, and unfortunately, that's how you get the good deals. Because when I looked at just the film, and yes, he only had four games last season, he was by far the best Steelers offensive lineman in those four games. He was a player that. Clearly, I think they've tried to trade for him multiple seasons, but he wasn't available, and he perfectly fits their scheme. Now the question is, will he be healthy for training camp and if not the regular season? You know what you get in when you with the Dolphins, but for $8 million a year, that's a great price when inferior players are out there making 14 and 15.
Right.
I don't know about the Frank Broom kid. I looked at him as a tackle because that's what he played last season, and he stunk at left tackle. He's okay at right tackle. But, you know, there's talk that he could be moving inside to guard. I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not opposed to the re-signing of Isaiah Wynn. It's not somebody who's going to last 17 games, but he's going to be good in the 10 to 12 games that you have him. And I would love for him to be here and them also go out and address the position in free agency and not free agency, but address the position in the draft. But I'm okay with the second tier, the Leroy Hordes of free agency. I'm okay with building a team with Leroy Hordes. I'm all right with it. The respectable bet, you know, you're going to get a good about 14 games out of him. He's going to play his role. He's going to do his job. He's going to play special teams. I'm good with it.
Right. So
also wouldn't have the third and one problems too. We would be that would never be an issue.
So I have two things here. One is one of the biggest problems I have with Chris Greer is this. The one thing that you have to support what you're doing with the franchise is your draft picks. And you let them all walk. Nobody does. But Omar, nobody does that. Because it's the thing that shows that you are building a team and you are picking talent well. They've let more guys walk than...
I'll agree with you, and I'll go in. I'll do this with you. I hear your point, but are you willing to pay Robert Hunt $20 million a year?
No, that was a shock. That was the price. I got
that
you.
That was the price. Are you willing to pay Javon Holland $15 million a year? Everybody on this group knows Javon Holland ain't no $15 million a year
player. But here's the deal with Javon Holland.
They just signed a backup who played one third of the snaps and has more interceptions than him.
But one of the things about that position that's a little different is that it's so dependent on what you do up front.
Okay.
And so if you go sign $20 million corners and all that, if you don't have a pass rush, you wasted your money.
I will counter you and say the Xavier Howard, Jalen Ramsey were contributors to them setting a sack record in 2023. Yeah.
True.
And the safety play, even though it wasn't phenomenal, because I really don't think Javon Holland hasn't – he's made like three plays a year in 4 years. Like, that's not a playmaking safety. I don't know where he gets this whole reputation as being a playmaker because he's not. I saw Rashad Jones. I know what a playmaker looks like. That he was not Rashad Jones. But I will argue with you. I'm not going to disagree with you that pressure – helps the secondary, but the secondary also helps the pressure. Also helps the pressure. If you make the quarterback hold the ball a second longer than he hopes to, they can get there. It goes hand in hand. Now, they didn't get pressure last year, and they weren't good in the secondary. So,
right.
But still, they produced a top 10 defense, which still blows my mind. But, that was just the reality of the situation.
Right.
Are you happy that Tua is getting fat again? Because I think this is great. I don't want skinny Tua. I hated skinny Tua.
Omar,
I hate running Tua. I hated that entire idea. I like chubby jujitsu Tua. He played games.
Hey, Mark, I told him this. I sent one word. One word. Offseason.
Whatever, dude. I don't care. I'm glad this is what he's doing in the offseason.
Premium condition.
Let that man live his life. Yeah. Man, like, listen, y'all judging him. He probably had like 5 beers and 20 wings at the time that y'all took the screenshot of him celebrating his birthday on a yacht.
Oh, we can tell, Omar. We can tell how much he had. Yeah.
And every single one of y'all would look exactly like Tua look in a picture right now. Now, to your point, Tobin, I also preferred chubby Tua.
But yeah.
Last year, when everybody was talking about, oh, how slim he is, how he lost weight, and this, Tua gave up sugars. He trimmed down. You could see it, but he's thick. He's a thickum. Look at his mom and dad. They're thick. He is naturally thick. That is his build. He is
exactly, dude.
He's thick. He was always thick. He was never thin. He's always going to be thick. He's always going to have a booty on him. Like, y'all need to let Tua live, man. Let that man live in the offseason.
Exactly, dude.
Hey, there's no such thing as a thin Samoan.
Right? I'm just saying, like, here's the thing. I feel like he had a year where he was healthy. He had a year where he was healthy, and then it's like, oh, now it's on my terms. Now I can go do things. I'm going to add things. It's like, no. Don't go away with what worked. And what worked was weight and not running.
No, he disagrees with you because I actually agreed with you last year. The whole putting on weight and trying to be runner and more athletic, it didn't make sense to me. And then it got knocked out of his mind in game number two. Like, no, dude. But he wants to be more elusive, not necessarily a scrambler. But I don't disagree with you, Tobin. I hate that this picture is just being – Nick Hicks is going to have a field day with you people. Like, Nick Hicks, his trainer, he's going to destroy you people. Tua is going – Tua's not lazy. If there's anything that he can do to improve his game, he's going to do it every single offseason. Let that man have a week to eat his wings and drink his beer. I was honestly shocked he had a beer in his hand because I didn't even know he drank beer. Like, Tua, you know, I honestly would think Tua doesn't even drink. I would, in my mind, that's how, like, purist he is of an athlete. I really don't think Tua drinks, and I probably don't think he drinks. Like, I think the beer was in his hand is like, you know, when you
– He was passing it on to somebody.
No. I'm not really a drinker, and if I want to hold on to something in a social setting for a very long time, it'll be a beer because I can hold that thing for like 3 hours.
You can nurse it, yep.
Yeah, I can just sip and sip and sip. I'm not going to drink it. It's not going to get chugged. And I think that I got to ask around because I am mind blown that y'all are obsessed that he's like a little bit chunky, and we would all look like that on the boat. But Tua was drinking, and I was like, yo, that's kind of a little weird for me.
Is Eichenberg finally gone? Like, they're not bringing him back, are they?
I said, hey, every team has one of those guys that can play three positions, whether you like him or not.
Right.
And that's why he may come back.
I want him to have a fresh start. He deserves a fresh start. If he's this sitting there for the minimum salary, would I sign him? Yes. Listen, he started playing bad when his shoulder went out. Does anybody care? No, they don't.
Right.
And this has been 4 years of riding the Eichenberg Express. It is what it is. We know what it is. He's not coming back here to start. Would I sign him as a backup, as a 6th, 7th guy? Absolutely. For like a minimum or 1 year, $2 million. But here's the thing. Because of your reaction, Tobin, he needs a fresh start to go somewhere else. Michael Dieter, you don't even realize that he was a starter for the Washington Commanders.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
I didn't know that.
And that's 3 years removed from being a bust here. Like, right. Sometimes Noah Igbinoghene, starter for the Washington Commanders all season.
Right.
Sometimes guys just need a fresh start. Right. And Eichenberg, he can play. Am I interested in counting on him? Absolutely not.
I still think he poked out Zach Sealer's eye. I still think it was him.
No, he didn't. That's the one thing, like, he said. No, I think Zach said, somebody asked, did Eichenberg do it? He's like, no, that's the first thing everybody checked. It wasn't Eichenberg.
That's what you say to protect your friend.
Yeah. So
no, Omar. No, I think Eichenberg told me, I wasn't even on the field. Don't blame me. Yeah. Like, he's like, because he knows the reputation.
Right.
Like, he really feel.
Why was he? Teron, yeah, he was the only one who needed to cover up.
Teron, like, he knows the reputation. And I think he came. He was like, it wasn't me. Don't even ask. I didn't do it. Like, I wasn't even on the field.
So, Omar, when you look at how this team is constructed and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to handle free agency, we can all be fine with what they've done to this point simply because there's really not nothing out there to go throw a whole bunch of money at for this team, right? The numbers aren't right. I just told Tobin that I believe it's not who, it's how. It's not who's on the team, but it's how they play football. They're not physical enough. They're not.
I don't see anybody you added that's going to change the physical dynamic.
But can that? But here's the thing: can that come from the coach and saying just how we're going to do things is going to be a little different? We're going to be more physical. When you look at the success of the teams in the NFL, the one thing that they have is that kind of physicality up front on both lines of scrimmage.
The good teams.
Right. Yes. So if we all know this, then why are we watching Wildcat?
Why aren't we watching Wildcat?
I said, why are we watching this Wildcat? Everybody sprint all over the field. And then when it's third and one, you go, what do we do now? Because that's not even what 49ers do. And he came from the 49ers.
Let's throw out the third and one, fourth and one struggles. Okay. Cause it's been a struggle for 3 years.
Okay.
I have beaten them over the head about it for 3 years. Clearly they don't have an answer. The best answer that I've gotten is this is our running scheme. This is how we're built. And we've done everything. We work every, and we practice to run an outside zone, and you could talk about this better than anybody, Leroy. That outside zone ain't gonna work on third and short.
No.
And so can you get a short power game? Obviously they can't, because they've tried for 3 years.
Right.
Now, what do you do to counter that? Is you can't do quarterback sneak. I'm not opposed to what you're saying about the Wildcat. I'm really not. Yeah, is that the number one problem that we have as a Dolphin fan base? No, it's not. But is it a problem that's gone anywhere for 3 years? No, it's not. Like, I they can't answer it. And it's a deeper problem than just let's just add a power back, because you got a football fullback.
Right.
It's not.
It's the overall the way they do things.
Yes, it's overall the way they do things, and their motion, quick game, spread you out. Okay, that approach works, and it made you a top offense for 2 years. It tanked last year, but that had other variables and circumstances to it. But the problem that you have at third and one, fourth and one, short yardage conversion, that's a completely different entity. That is a major problem that they have to fix. But it has nothing to do with. You didn't have success last year because you couldn't run the ball, not because you couldn't convert third and one.
Well, because here's the other problem is they tried to run the ball, but then you get in second and 12 and second 13 because you run that wide zone, and now you're behind the chains, and now you're playing catch-up football, and you do it five drives a game to where you can't have success running the football because there's nothing wrong with second and seven.
But that's an offensive line problem in my mind.
You think it's an offensive line?
They weren't getting you anything.
Okay.
They weren't get you anything. Because you can't go from running for 2,400 yards and 5 yards a carry in one season to inefficient the next season with pretty much the same talent. Because what finished the season last year was the exact same thing that was on the offensive line minus Austin Jackson. And I'm not a big believer that Austin Jackson is that much of a difference. Now, with Austin Jackson, they did have a four-game span where they ran for 150 yards.
Right.
That with Austin Jackson, and then he went down in Buffalo, and the running game disappeared with the exception of Cleveland, one game in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Like that, I mean, and for the second half of the season, they kept trying to fix the leaks and patch the holes and address the issue. And Isaiah Wynn finally got unleashed, and then it came alive, and then it disappeared again. And by the time we got to the end of the season, you know, Leroy, players just trying not to get hurt. Like that's all they trying to do.
Once you realize you ain't getting there.
Once they got to the first quarter and saw Kansas City was blowing out whoever they were, or losing to Denver, I forget what it was, they was like, yeah, we done. And it wasn't just Tyreek. So, you know, I know fans would be like, yeah, Tyreek quit on the team, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that. I do believe that, but they were saying their goodbyes to each other in the third quarter. Like,
yeah, but you can't be the leader and do that.
Who said Tyreek was a leader?
They put that C on him. That's the mistake, right?
Everybody made.
Everybody, your best player isn't always your leader.
You cannot have your most immature player be your leader. Correct. It don't work.
Correct.
I knew he was a captain, but Tyreek and a leader? Come on, man. Like, really?
Right.
Omar. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Go check him out. Miami Herald.
Just all day, right?
All day, dude. All day. follow his work at the Miami Herald, Dolphins in Depth podcast. He does a fantastic job. Follow him at Omar Kelly. Always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There you go. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.